Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What do you think?
Oh, okay. That's an interesting choice for me. I like it.
Unseen.
Welcome to No Panic.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing presents. Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. No. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have got your presents.
I just didn't think, but like, obviously, of course, and this is beautiful, and you've obviously put so much time and effort into it, and this is so nice, and oh my God,
it's £50. Oh, I don't want your money.
No.
It's sweaty money.
Unseen.
Well,
wow, no, what a minefield.
Gosh, it's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot.
I started saying gosh now, and that is you. Just
sorry.
So you know. Gosh, it's a lot.
I started saying motherfucker, and that's you.
I'm saying pussy ass bitch a lot. welcome to Nobody Panic. I'm Stevie. Tessa is having a good old sip of wassailing mead over there.
It's Coca-Cola.
And we are doing everything to do with presents. Mm. We probably should have started with like Happy Christmas, but I don't know. I think everyone's saying that too much these days.
And frankly, it's gauche.
The wokerati.
Am I right? We're really jonesing towards a Christmas. It's nearly upon
can
us.
Can you jones towards something?
I don't know what jonesing means, so
I
why
love
not?
It. I think that it should mean that.
We're hurtling towards it. It's, what is it today, the 19th?
The 19th.
Ooh, so nearly into the twos. And when you're in the twos, then it's practically Christmas.
Then
and then
everything's a
write-off.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe you're thinking about getting presents, you need to get a secret Santa, you're worried about...
You've left it pretty late.
Am I right? You're panicking, you're trying to get everybody on your list. Maybe you've got like one really good one, but they're going to open it in front of other people who haven't got such a good one for. Yeah.
Or maybe you've asked people that you're with this Christmas, like, actually, I don't want any presents, but you know they're going to do it anyway, and you're going to have to do the thing, and you're going to look really awkward, and you're scared.
Before we get any deeper,
oh
Stevie,
God.
What is your adult thing?
We simply can't. I have driven on a main road. I'm doing my driving lessons. I'm doing them semi-intensive. So I'm doing 5-hour driving lessons at a time.
And that's a really, really smart idea.
Really smart. About 2 weeks before, I was like, sort of said to people, oh, I'm doing my driving lessons. And then when I said 5 hours, everyone was like, oh my God, that's too long. You will die. And it is long. And it's, I'm exhausted after. I can't really like
Do you have
think.
Lunch together?
No, it's 8 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So
then it's lunchtime.
We have breaks, and the breaks are funny because every like hour or so, we just get out of the car and just stand by the car in silence for 10 minutes, and we just get back in. Then halfway point, we go to Asda, and I eat a cereal bar alone outside Asda, and then I get back in the car. The day before yesterday, he was like... next time, this is the last time I'll drive you to Asda, because next time you'll be driving us to Asda. I'd only done moving off and stopping on a like silent road. And I was like, cool, yeah. And also my butt will drive you to Asda. Like there's nothing's going to happen. Like the Lord will come down from heaven before that happens. And I drove to Asda. Did I nearly hit someone? Yes. But like, yes. So that's
how did you feel?
Thing. It doesn't, I actually, what I've realised is I fully disassociate about the entire thing. I'm just like, yes, driving lessons, me, of course, I'll get in this car, of course, off I go. And then hour three, I cry very quietly, not like big, I just suddenly start, like, I maybe I'm not improving or I'm not getting something. And I'll just be like, sorry, just a minute. And then we like pull over and I'll just be like, 1 second. And he goes, no, no. And I go, yes. So then I have a little cry and he goes, but you don't need to. And I go, it's happening, Ibrahim, I can't stop it. And then he goes, well, now you'll be better, because every time you've cried at hour three, you've got better. The last driving lesson, I could see him looking at me loads. And I was like, oh, okay, he's really like, and I was like, is everything okay? And he's like, oh, I'm just, this is the time when you normally cry. And I didn't. I cried an hour four.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, he's very nice. He's very giving as a man. Very right wing.
You must be.
You must be.
That's part. Half the course.
Must be.
Good for you.
Thank you. What's yours?
Mine is being proud of you.
Okay, that is quite adult, actually.
My adult thing is that I have transitioned, of course, to my winter coat. And
huge news.
Huge news. But where did I find it? Under the bed in a clear plastic box. Yes. Where it had been stored last year after having been dry cleaned and the small broken hook for hanging up had been repaired.
Okay, that's...
Can you imagine?
Disgusting.
Disgusting. When I got it out, I honestly was like, who did this?
Yeah.
And it was me.
And it was your partner.
And it was my partner. Because he was like, you put your coat away old and wet and it's obviously going to go moldy under our bed in this bag. But no, I had folded it up, put it in its clear plastic box, put it under the bed, ready for the winter. That's and awesome. I was blown away.
Yeah. It's been so nice to see it again.
It was delightful. And it looks completely brand new. I've been riding that high ever since. Mm. I feel $1 million.
It does look good. I did notice you wearing an appropriate coat today.
There she goes. She's clean. She's warm.
She is clean.
She's clean and warm. And what more could anyone want apart from a good present? Yeah. So do you feel that you've received in the past bad gifts, Stevie?
I think everybody has received gifts that maybe are inappropriate to them. I don't think there is such a thing as a bad gift unless it is a gift that is specifically created to make you feel guilty or bad. I've never had one of those.
And I think that's the it's the lack of malice that almost makes it worse. Because if it was to upset you, you're like, well, success, you've upset me. But the fact that somebody genuinely thought you'd like that is sometimes just such a bleak...
That straddles the line, doesn't it? Because of course I was just thinking then that I have received one bad gift, which was a previous lover of mine. Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as an ex, really, I suppose. Mm-hmm. For Christmas, 1 year, and also it happened birthday as well. And it was the last year that we were together. What a surprise. It was quite clearly some things he'd found in his house, his parents' house. Like some soaps that was like, well, that's for your elderly mother, isn't it? And like chocolates that he'd bought like on the way to the thing. It was really like a real disparate panic array. Mm. I could have sworn as well one of them was like something that he probably bought a previous woman and had just been like, oh, bracelet. Women love a bracelet. It's like, it's silver, I don't wear. So like, there's a lot of that going on. We're like, oh God. And that, because I just said there's no bad gifts unless it's an intentional malicious gift. But I think that's a bad gift. Mm. It's better to not give a gift and go, oh, I didn't know, like, I'm not sure what, like, or do like an experience or do like a gift voucher, like a gift card or something, which can feel really impersonal when you're doing it. A gift card is better than like, you clearly haven't put any effort in and you don't know the person and you've been together for 5 years.
There's really nothing worse than a bad gift from a lover, because it's like, oh.
It says quite a lot, doesn't it?
And if they've just like, if they're just bad at gifts and they
yeah,
like,
well, they've got it wrong one
and they
year,
look
that's
you every
fine.
Time being like, did I?
Yeah.
But if they're like, here it is, and they don't seem to be worried that it's bad.
Yeah.
And they've just given you this, an ex also gave me a wrapped up box from Lush. I never even opened it because I believed my only personality trait was how much I hated Lush. Like that was, I really famously. Thought all anyone needed to know about me.
Yeah.
I hate the smell. It's complete sensory overload. Like I hate the smell. I'd cross the road to not smell it. And he had got me a gift box from there. I never ever opened it. It sat on top of my toilet seat.
So you weed through it.
I pissed on it for a year. No, it sat on the, I remember it sitting above the
cistern.
Well done. Yeah. I don't think I'd ever have got there. So thank you so much. I sat above the cistern for honestly a year because I couldn't bring myself to get rid of it. But I also couldn't bring myself to open it. Yeah. And every time I looked at it, I thought like, oh, you hate me. You just went into, like, not that you, because you know I hate Lush. You just don't know that about me. You went into a shop. You were like, I have a woman.
Yes, and this is the thing. I have a woman present.
And the shop assistant was like this. And you were like, brilliant.
Woman wash.
Yeah, and they were like, woman wash. And then lobbed another, one more woman wash. And then they like lobbed it from the back. It was already wrapped up. You didn't even have to wrap it. And these blue, these earrings, I was like, oh, I don't wear things like that. And again, like they were just like studs. I was like, these are bad. Like this is such a, again, they look like they'd come from the corner shop or the market or something that was just like.
Classic corner shop earrings.
I couldn't really, you know what I mean? It's like.
I know exactly what you mean.
A shop that's like also a money laundering situation.
I completely understand what you mean.
It's got postcards, a picture of the Queen.
Yeah.
As a mask.
Oh yeah, of
And
course.
These earrings.
Yeah.
but and he's bought them.
Do you feel, because this would strike fear into me usually, because when I'm buying presents, it's like the fear is that you buy someone something and it makes them feel like we are saying that we felt. It almost sounds like it's the opposite of what I'm saying, that there are no bad gifts. But the context is so important with a gift. So like if my partner now, and he has done, got like he got me a parrot vase that's just the biggest thing I've ever seen. And it had like fake daffodils in it. And he was like, this will brighten up your office. And I was like, oh, it's not a joke. Okay. And I have to have this big parrot that sort of stares at me. He looks quite angry. And then he also got me like a dog money box. I was like, I'm not six, but fine. The context around it is that he really does think carefully and he does get it right sometimes. Like, I just don't like stuff and he likes stuff. But like the context around that is very different to what is fairly inoffensive, some soaps and a necklace that I'm not crazy about, or like, you know, flowers and chocolates. And you're like, oh God, this is year five,
it's that,
mate.
It's
and you've never got it right. But and also, I know our relationship isn't good. And I think that's the thing.
I think that's the issue, is like, what it says signifier. Is like, this is a not good relationship. Whereas like the parrot vase, you're like, you swung big.
Yeah, you swung big. And our relationship is good, so it's funny.
It's funny. And I bet there have been great presents along the way.
Yeah. He's not great at them, but like, yeah.
But you understand that like, he's really genuinely trying to think.
He is, yeah. He's trying to think.
And then so I think it's like, if you are in a panic mode and you'd be listening and you're like, oh shit, I have woman. It's like, well, one, do you like woman?
Yeah.
And maybe have a genuine think if you do.
Yeah.
And two, it's like, if your instincts were soaps, chocolates, earrings from the shop, it does say to her, I didn't think.
Yeah,
and I never, shop I rarely think appointed. About you. And like, that's a very like gendered like thing. It doesn't even have to be that, because when we were in year nine, my friend, dad, I don't know if she, they were married yet or they were just, either there was a stepmother had entered the scene. Very, very tricky, of
Especially
course.
Especially for presents. Like,
oh,
how
awful.
Do you don't look like you're trying to buy their affection, but you also don't want to give them some shit.
Right? So like a bit of a nightmare. Of course, the first Christmas was going to be a nightmare with dad's new girlfriend, parents separated, XYZ, nightmare. But and this is stuck in my head for so long. What my friend received was the free watch you got if you spent £10 in Boots.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we all knew that. Yes. Not only that, it wasn't a bad, particularly bad watch,
no,
but it
point.
Was, I think her own mother had given it to her in her stocking, almost as like a joke, little extra present. So for then that to be, first, you've already received that watch. Yeah. Then to receive another watch, to know where it came from, that not only no money was spent, no thought had gone into it. No. It was like, this will be enough. Yeah. I have woman.
It transcends gender and relationships. I have woman.
I have woman.
That is the term for just when you just don't know the person. And it's fine if you don't know the person.
Yeah.
So like, you're going for Christmas and it's your partner's family and you're like, oh my God, what do I get everyone? It's absolutely fine to be like, oh, I did get her quite like a generic thing, or I got like the dad, you know, like some whiskey because he likes whiskey, and I got the mum like some gin because she likes gin. I've just gone really like obvious there, but fine. And an apron for all of her cooking.
Of course, for the woman.
But like, that's fine. It's when the relationship is meaningful, or it's meant to be meaningful. It does say a lot about what you think. So it's almost like you don't want to kind of overthink it, of course, because it's really hard buying presents, but it's better to just go really generic and be like, I got you a gift card for John Lewis. No one gets a gift card and goes like, oh no. Everyone's like, oh great. Like I can buy something for myself. Lovely.
Done.
Do that. always, rather than like something that has clearly been re-gifted or is a free gift from Boots. Like, don't disrespect actively with your presence, I think is like number one.
Wow. Don't disrespect actively. Yeah. You can do it inadvertently.
Yeah.
If you wish, but
by
like,
accident.
What I was looking up was Ed Jones. He is a fantastic comedian who makes excellent videos on Instagram, one of which is called The Man Who Got a Bad Present or something. It is a series of like short clips of someone pretending to open presents. It's just so
perfect,
funny, and I cannot recommend it enough. I think he gets Tupperware tops, like horrible little Tupperware pots that you can put on a jar of beans after you've opened them.
Yes.
And he's just like, oh yeah, because I do open beans and I do need that. I got these Tupperware tops and that's my life. Like that. It's so bleak too. It's so, and that's the thing, it's not just like opening it alone, because I think if you're alone opening your present, you can just be like, that's shit. And yes. So it's the public opening of it.
It's the public presentation.
It's not going to feel particularly relatable, but you know when you're on your GCSE trip to Moscow.
I do.
You're in Russia.
Oh, always.
You're 14, you're in Russia. You might be 15. You've gone to Russia. And you've gone to the primary school and you've all been sat beside a child and they've obviously all been told to bring something for the English girls. And everybody gets a gift. And my little boy sat beside me, gives me three lovely postcards of the Kremlin. And I think, oh, thank you very much. That's lovely. What a lovely cultural exchange. And I look around and people have received a 4-foot matryoshka, one of those like the things where the dolls go inside the dolls. People have received, I believe, a jar of caviar. Oh, like people have received the wildest gifts.
Yeah.
And there I am with my postcards. And it wasn't, I definitely do not remember feeling any jealousy. I remember thinking, that's insane. Why have you got that huge matryoshka?
You don't carry that around for the rest
of the
day.
What are we going to do with that? But I do remember everyone being like, Tessa, what did you get? And me being like, I got these postcards. Like, I need you to not make a scene about it anymore.
Yeah, because I'm fine.
But
now he's not.
He's not. And I need everybody to... You know, being like, what did you? And it's like, yeah, but those, you got those, and what? And be like, no, no, I got these.
And isn't it great?
And these are lovely. That's my life. Like, it's just, it was such a horrible feeling of being like, and it wasn't about wanting a better gift or doing things. It was simply being like, oh, everyone's opening these things and people are looking at you and being like, oh, and it's all this. It's just the most minefield of emotions of the public receiving of something and it not being quite right, and nobody really knows how to express that.
Everyone feels bad.
Yeah. And the little boy is obviously like, fuck. I actually don't think he cared. He didn't seem to mind at all. But
no, he gave you postcards. Like, he's quite chill.
He's fine about it all.
It's almost like you have a response that you just are going to give, like, regardless. And it's like, oh my God, thank you so much. These are excellent. And then, like, you look at them and you go, great. And then you move on. Like, you know, you give them a hug, you move on. Like, if you have your set response, you never deviate. Then the issue is then someone gives you, you do your response to your gift and then you get something out of this world and then that person sees how you actually are when you're happy. That's the fear. And you're like, oh my God, thank you so much. This is so lovely. Thank you. And then you go, oh my God, Auntie Anne, how did you know? And then you're like, oh, right, okay. That's what I'm happy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's a really tricky. I think I really struggle with birthdays and Christmases to give gifts on the day. But I do feel like you give throughout the year for like I've been like I found this, but I think there's an element of less pressure then if you just receive a gift at other times of the year, because it isn't this is the special thing. And then also I wouldn't dream of giving you like a soap. Because
what's the point?
Why are you giving me a soap in April for no reason? Like, what have you done this for?
Yeah.
That would feel crazy. And so I only give the gifts when I'm like, I found this amazing thing that's for you and is important and good. And I sort of wish
Christmas that is difficult for that.
It's so hard because it's compulsory to give everyone a thing. Mm. And then you get into like capitalism and like, what the hell are we doing? And why have we got this idea that like everybody needs a present? Mm. Because to receive a lovely present is so, to receive a pointless, a bad one, it just has a well of emotions of like, and why was this money wasted and blah, blah, blah. And I don't need this thing. And it's going to go sit on the wall outside the house and someone's going to get given it for, take it away.
So
and
my experiences are so good. Like a meal out or like, you know, things like that where you just get like, you know, a gift card for a restaurant. Or, you know, they like whiskey, so you get the whiskey. Like something that they're going to consume and enjoy and like be able to do is always really good.
Okay, couple of quiz questions coming your way.
Oh, no.
Okay, Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah.
You've got someone in the office that you know who they are, but you don't know anything about them.
Okay, I've got someone in mind, yeah.
£5.
What am I getting then?
Yeah.
Who are they? Just give me some idea, like anything, because I'll know something.
Janet, accounts payable, might have like quite a fun, has like a sense of humor you cannot seem to get a handle on. Doesn't like laugh all the time, but does sometimes really laugh at stuff and then like really reveal, like feels like she might get drunk at some point and reveal like a real freak flag. Mm-hmm. And you're quite into it, but ultimately you just can't get in there.
Okay. I'll do what I would always do. Go to Flying Tiger Copenhagen.
Oh, okay. Already fun.
I think I'm getting her some fun Christmas-based, like I'll get like a, some sort of like sweets and or like I don't know, basically some tat that I'm like, oh, that she'll go like, oh, and because you're like in that shop, you'll see something and be like, I never would have thought that that would be a get present, but here we are.
Yes. Do you go there for inspiration or like?
I never go like, oh my god, I must go to Flying Tiger.
Right. You just go in there and you go with God.
I go with God.
Jesus, take the wheel, and you leave with who's
like,
to say what?
Like a fun mug because it's an office. I'm like, well, you can use this mug in the office. Ah. And I also think crucially, I won't mind too much. Like I won't get over the top because it's all about contextual relationships. I don't know Janet. She knows I don't know her.
Yeah.
Anything that is usable and not like completely wild and like pointless is a positive. No?
100%. I think I would try for Janet something like, I've sort of made this up, so maybe it doesn't exist, but like some kind of like set of 5 gingerbread men with all the bits to decorate them.
Oh,
something
yeah, great.
That you can just do at the party.
Yeah.
She's decorated them. That's a bit of fun. There's no one's really judging the creativity.
They're gone. Yeah.
That's gone.
I like that a lot.
New family, new partner, Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
their
is.
Their family.
Yeah.
Teenagers, you've not met them before.
Ah, oh, that's.
Twins. One boy, one girl.
Oh, okay. That's helpful. I would ask the person, anyone who I know who knows them, like just when you think of them, what do you think? Like, do they like music? Are they into this? Like, and I'd get them gift cards. In a card and a fun non-offensive card, a gift card for something.
That's really smart. And I think I don't think you can do better with a teenager than a gift card.
Yeah, because you're never going to get
cash.
Them.
Just
yeah.
And that would be
and
so be
like,
weird.
What is this? Because they don't have cash. And I think most family members, I'd say a gift card, you know?
Oh, really?
As in other people's families, not my family.
What? No, not for your mum.
No.
But other people's. I really think that maybe that's the future. It's just like, here you go. I trust you to have a good time.
Gift cards are the future. Top tip. Guys, have you ever heard of gift cards? It's almost like they were created for what?
Gift cards. I just feel like I never, ever think to do that. And that's such a sensible thing to do, Stevie.
It's because you are the complete opposite of me, which is why this podcast works. In the sense that, like, I do, like, really want to think of, like, to get, like, a thoughtful gift. But I also am, like, on the day they'll want something, I will go for efficiency often, probably a bit too much.
And so I have to like really push myself to be like because I'm like, I go, I will never be able to think of like the perfect gift for them. It's someone I'm really close to. But like if it's just like a friend of a friend or a teenager or whatever, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to try because I will then sort of just be disappointed and then they'll get a gift they won't like because I probably won't nail it. So that's why I go proficiently, where you fully believe you've got in your head like the perfect present or something that you've made that's like a leather bound, I don't know, personalised book with a quill or something. And I think that's what, yeah, you're always chasing the perfect gift.
Am.
Yeah.
Can you give me a bad gift now and I'm going to practice being good? You can, you can just tell me what the gift is.
We work together.
Okay.
At WH Smith's.
Okay.
And there's a free book that is being given away if you spend a certain amount of money. And I've given you that book as a present.
Are you joking?
No.
I say that. So that's a no for a start.
Hey, don't say that.
Gasping. But you've given that in total sincerity.
I didn't think you work in the stationery section. I didn't think you'd seen.
Oh shit. See, and I'm giving all of this.
Yeah,
and this unwrap is, it. Okay. Oh. Yes.
You said this before, like, I'm going to pick you up on it, and I thought, let her just live. I don't think going, "Oh, yes." I don't think yes is like a response to a gift. You have to immediately go, "Oh my God, thank you so much." You've just immediately
right,
say
okay,
that.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm so upset with it. So yes, you're right. Okay, so that's okay. Right. Oh, wow, yes. Yeah, well, why am I putting the yeah in there? I think I'm trying to be like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good gift. I think yes, fine. Just, I think, oh yes.
Okay.
It's very.
Yes. Oh yes. Yes.
Yeah, say it twice. Say it twice, yeah.
Right, here we go again. I'm just going to look at it. So it's totally new. It's the back of it. Oh, thank you so much.
That's really nice. Yeah,
that's so good. Have you read it?
Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, no, I've been wanting to read it for a while just because I saw it, that it was free at the till. So I just, and then I asked questions and I'm straight in.
No, you're off the gift then.
Yeah,
what did you get?
What did you get?
I mean, if they've...
Oh, thank you so much for this. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah.
Ooh. What was that like at the end?
That was really good.
Okay.
I feel like what I've done there is I've come in and gone like really good really quickly, but actually the difficulty is the gap after, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
can you give me another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you be someone else now?
Yeah. It's a set of two coasters.
Okay.
It's these coasters.
Mm-hmm.
I am Amy, your sister's friend.
Okay.
No, I'm your cousin. I'm your cousin's girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm like... And I've given you
And they just these wooden coasters, two, these like this.
Maybe four wooden coasters.
These?
Those exact wooden coasters.
Fuck. See, that's the thing, is that is the first reaction. There's these.
Yeah. And yeah, so you failed again.
I have failed again immediately.
So let's, and scene. Here's your present.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's so helpful. You won't believe, I'm so bad with water rings.
This is so good.
Yeah, I wanted to say yes again.
You're crucial. I think at this point you can say yes. If it means you don't say I'm really bad with watering.
Why are you giving me these? I'm so cross about these.
So what your downfall is,
yeah,
very clearly,
yeah,
you feel you have to say a very personalised thing to the person, like, oh great, I always struggle to put my drinks on things. You know, yeah. No. Watch. You have to immediately jump into the head of the other person. She's gone, I don't know what to get Tessa. She's bought a flat. The coasters. And then she's going, oh, you probably think coasters are shit. And then you have to go, oh my God, thank you so much. And she goes, oh, okay, maybe it wasn't so bad. But the more you say, the more you're just getting your butt
right,
out.
Right. Okay.
It's not a personal affront. She's not like,
it
you're
feels like it.
That's fascinating.
I'm so angry with this.
See, I would immediately just be like, oh, tried. He tried. He's just not, he's very busy. Like, you've got to put yourself in your face.
I'm so angry about these.
But they're quite, I mean, they are our podcast studio's coasters that they chose.
Absolutely, in the workplace.
Absolutely, in the
clean,
workplace.
Clean, efficiency, smooth, Swedish.
Very you. They look nice in your flat.
I come completely 180, I'm in love with them.
So all it needs is the person to really sell them, pitch them in.
Yeah, they sell them. Okay.
I'm afraid you have failed very,
very badly.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
You've learned nothing.
Okay, I am your auntie.
Oh, yeah.
Who shouldn't, like, known you your whole life. Mm-hmm. The close auntie.
The close auntie.
Yeah? Should know. Like, knows you.
Mm.
Alarm clock. Like, but like, did old analog.
Yeah.
Horrible shade of pink. Like, just so hard to describe just how off this color is.
Yeah.
And then on it, it's like a horrible bang on the door, like
nutty tart.
No, no, worse. So knock off,
bang on the door,
bang on the door, but doesn't
bong
say
on. Bong on the
door, bong on the door,
bong on the door, yeah.
Bong on the door. And it's a girl, like, looks nothing like you either. Yeah. All sort of kooky like that, yeah. And she's pouring a prosecco, and it says prosecco. oh no,
clock.
And then it's all wrapped out. It's been really nicely wrapped as well. And it's big. And it looks like it. And oh, it's got the sticker on it, the price sticker, $49.99.
I would just
hang on, sorry, here it is.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh my God, I don't have an alarm clock. This is great. You've left the price on, but we'll just ignore that.
Oh no,
that's
oh
too
God.
Kind of you. That's oh so God. Nice. Thank you so much. Oh, Sherry?
That was really good, Stevie.
I don't have an alarm clock, but I'll be thinking, I'm selling that immediately.
That was so good. How did you do that?
It's not a thing. That's not my problem with presents. Your issue is receiving.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem. I'm just very happy that someone's bought me something, you know?
Okay.
I sound like Tiny Tim.
I just don't want anything. I don't really like gifts.
You got more upset about describing my gift to me. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want,
I don't want things. Why are people making all these things?
I know.
Made that?
I know.
Why does bang on the door, bong on the door exist?
Bong on the window.
Prosec, okay, o'clock. That doesn't make any sense.
He was Prosec, oh no, o'clock. But
Prosec, okay, o'clock. It doesn't make it. Who's done this?
No, it makes no sense. No, of course. The frustration and anger. It's happened very recently. We said no presents for our wedding. Mm-hmm. And we got quite a few. And some, like, I was like, oh, wow, like, that's really lovely. Like, gift cards. And also, like, some plates. Really nice. But, like, I have plates. Like, and also, like, I'd like to buy some. I can say this because I know the person who did the plates and I sort of spoke like that it's fine so and they don't listen. But like it's a lovely idea, so it was still really nice. And then afterwards we were just like, oh, now we've got this big pile of stuff and we didn't want that because we don't really have any, and we rent and like we're gonna be moving soon. Like I don't want to be like
carting your big plates around.
Yeah, but that's like I think it's almost like a game face when you go in and you're like, I go in being like, I'm probably not going to like any of this, but I'm just, someone's gone around a shop or looked online, and that's sometimes takes longer for my parents or my grandparents, especially when my grandma was like buying me stuff. Like, it's really hard for her to figure it out. And like, she doesn't really know. All I see is just being like, I like you. Like, and I like that. Are you going to cry?
I think I might. I've come totally full circle. I love these coasters. I love this book you've got me.
I like you.
That's all that anyone's trying to say.
It's a cat bringing a mouse in.
A cat is bringing a mouse in. And they're just saying in their own way, I love you.
Yeah.
I love the person that you love. So I'm trying my best to be part of your family.
I respect you. And I want you to know that, like, if we don't have a bond, I would like to have a bond with you. And you're going, this? you're not.
But in my heart, I am.
In your heart, you are.
Oh, Stevie, you just want to have a bond.
I just want to have a bond with you. And Auntie Anne, you just want to have a bond with me. Prosecco, oh, God,
o'clock.
O'clock.
O'clay.
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 Bong on the window.
Bong on the window.
Okay, well, this is good.
This has gone really well.
Yeah, this has gone really well. Someone's having an epiphany.
I am having an epiphany. Thank you.
Wait, I got you this this completely blank mug.
Who are you?
I am a recently, it's like a step uncle almost. Like, I've just been married into the family.
Oh, right, yeah.
First Christmas, I've gone round. Second Christmas. So you've known each other. Gone round and there's like a mug.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's really kind. Oh, I love a mug. Thank you. I'm so good at this now. You're just saying...
It's just a dead mouse.
I get it. It's a dead mouse. I've not crossed with the cat. You think this is good. I get it now.
Tessa now understands the concept of presents.
You think I love it. You think this is good.
Put your mug on my coaster.
Oh, yay. I've got everything I need.
read. Oh, and what will I read? This. I can read my book. Oh, I get it.
Okay.
I want to have a bond with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I forgive everybody. I forgive everything.
Great.
People were just trying their best.
This Christmas is going to be wild.
Wild for me. Wild. Weeping with everyone's lovely gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh gosh.
Okay.
Well, look. Wonderful. Oh, of course, the bond is not in the thing. The bond is a gesture of the thing.
Yes,
it's on like, it's the shadows on Plato's cave.
Oh, God. We're working on different dimensions. Absolutely, 100%, yes.
Oh, great. Well, I hope we've learned something today. I really have about the true spirit of Christmas.
We've
learned if you're in crisis, get a gift card. Mm. Don't go out of your way to hand make something. You know, just get a lovely gift card.
If it's Secret Santa and you don't know someone, they know you don't know them. Don't stress. Go to Flying Tiger Copenhagen.
A little bit of fun. Put your own. Don't stress too much about what they like. Put a bit of your own personality on it and be like, I thought this was funny and nice and I'm just trying to make a bond. Mm. Like, fantastic.
Okay.
Anyone can give me anything they want.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, you won't hear from us before Merry Christmas, so truly, Merry Christmas.
Genuinely, Merry Christmas.
And I hope.
And if you're.
I hope people try and offer you a bond.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.